भगवते वासुदेवाय। फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 25। हिंसाहीनस्य कल्पयेत् यन्निबद्धो अभिमानोयम् तद्वाद वादहत परिपर्णिनां वधा। तद्धो अभिमानोयम् तद्वद्हत पर्णिनां वधा। तथा नायस्य कैवल्याद् अभिमानो अखिलात्मना। परस्यदं कर्तुर्हि हिमस्य केनस्य कल्पयेत्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। Because of the bodily conception of life, the conditioned soul thinks that when the body is annihilated, the living being is annihilated. Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the supreme controller, the super soul of all living entities. Because he has no material body, he has no false conception of I and mine. It is therefore incorrect to think that he feels pleasure or pain when blasphemed or offered prayers. This is impossible for him. Thus he has no enemy, no friend. When he chastises the demons, it is for their good. And when he accepts the prayers of the devotees, it is for their good. He is affected neither by prayers nor by blasphemy. Purport. Because of being covered by material bodies, the conditioned soul, including even greatly learned scholars and falsely educated professors, all think that as soon as the body is finished, everything is finished. This is due to their bodily conception of life. Krishna has no such bodily conception, nor is his body different from his self. Therefore, since Krishna has no material conception of life, how can he be affected by material prayers and accusations? Krishna's body is described herewith as Kaivalya, non-different from himself. Since everyone has a material conception of life, if Krishna had such a conception, what would be the difference between Krishna and the conditioned soul? Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita are accepted as final because he does not possess a material body. As soon as one has a material body, he has four deficiencies. Since Krishna does not possess a material body, he has no deficiencies. He is always spiritually conscious and blissful. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. His form is eternal, blissful knowledge. Sachidananda Vigraha, Ananda Chinmay Rasa and Kaivalya are the same. Krishna can expand himself as Paramatma in the core of everyone's heart. In Bhagavad Gita 13.3, this is confirmed. Kshetrajnam api mam vidhi sarva kshetrasyu bharata. The Lord is the Paramatma, the Atma or the super self of all the individual souls. Therefore, it must naturally be concluded that he has no defective bodily conceptions. Although situated in everyone's body, he has no bodily conception of life. He is always free from such conceptions. And thus, he cannot be affected by anything in relation to the material body of the jiva. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 16.19, Tanham Dvishta Gururan Samna Sarveshu Naradhamam Ishpami Ajaram Ajasram Ashubhan Ashu asurish eva yonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. Whenever the Lord punishes persons like demons, however such punishment is meant for the good of the conditioned souls, the conditioned soul, being envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, may accuse him, saying Krishna is bad, Krishna is thief, and so on. But Krishna, being kind to all living entities, does not consider such accusations. Instead, he takes account of the conditioned soul's chanting of Krishna, Krishna, so many times. He sometimes punishes such demons for one life by putting them in a lower species. But then, when they have stopped accusing him, they are liberated in the next life because of chanting Krishna's name constantly. Blaspheming the Supreme Lord or his devotee is not at all good for the conditioned soul. But Krishna, being very kind, punishes the conditioned soul in one life for such sinful activities and then takes him back home, back to Godhead. The vivid example from this is Vritrasura, who was formerly Chitraketu Maharaj, a great devotee, because he derided Lord Shiva, the foremost of all devotees. He had to accept the body of a demon called Vritra. But then he was taken back to Godhead. Thus, when Krishna punishes a demon or conditioned soul, he stops that soul's habit of blaspheming him. And when the soul comes complete, and when the soul becomes completely pure, the Lord takes him back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. I seek the blessing of all the Vaishnavas present here. Before I speak, few words glorifying the Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from the chapter entitled, The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone. Herein, we see that Prabhupada is explaining in the purport that how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is kind to the conditioned souls. We see that in this material world wherein we are living, water is the most important thing in our life. Without water, we cannot survive. And Lord is so kind, merciful, that he has stored this water in the form of oceans. If you store the pure water, it will become contaminated. It will become decomposed. Lord is so kind, merciful, that he has stored in the forms of vast oceans, in the form of salt oceans, so that the water is recycled. The forms of it evaporates and the cloud stores this water, and when it is required, it showers in the form of rains. So Lord has mercifully stored this water for the conditioned souls, for the living entities. Similarly, here in this purport, we see that Prabhupada is explaining that how the Lord is merciful even to the mischievous and envious living entities. The cause of our coming to this material world is that we wanted to enjoy separately from the Lord. We were envious of the Lord. We thought that why the Lord is enjoying and not we are enjoying. We want to enjoy in the same way. So that is the cause why we have come into this material world. It is explained that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is just like the fire, and the living entity is the spark within that fire. But as soon as the spark wants to enjoy separately from the fire, and the spark comes out from the fire, what happened? Soon, after some time, it stops illuminating. It loses its power. It extinguishes. Similarly, the living entity was with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, enjoying there. But as soon as he thought, I want to enjoy separately from the Lord, then he separated out. He falls down into this material world and suffers here. So we see that Lord has designed this material world in such a way that this material world is compared to like a prison house. 3/4 of the Lord's creation is the spiritual world, and 1/4 of the creation is the material world in which we are living. Whether we know or we don't know, but we are into this material world. The Shastras explain that, and the Shastras compare that this material world is just like a jail. And what is the purpose? Why the government or the police puts a person behind bars? Somebody who is not obeying the laws of the state or the society, commits a crime and is disobedient in the society, such a person is put behind the bars. And the purpose is that this person reforms. He undergoes punishment so that he reforms. He becomes a good man again. He develops that good character and doesn't cause any disturbance in the society. It's very difficult to maintain the prisoners. We see that there are so many prisoners in the jail, and you have to provide them food, clothes, so many things. The expenses are so much. If the government wants, they can shoot them. As soon as they catch these criminals, they can shoot them. Why to maintain? But we see that even the government gives a chance that these people will reform. After undergoing punishment, these people will reform. Otherwise, they will have to kill everybody. So many people commit offenses, mistakes. They will have to kill so many of the people. Similarly, the Lord is so merciful, so kind. Although we committed such a big mischief, we are envious of the Lord. But Lord is merciful. Lord has sent us to this material world so that we suffer in the form of punishment, and then we reform. We take shelter of God, and then when we take shelter of God, then we are given entrance back into the spiritual world, back home, back to God. So here we see that Prabhupada is explaining in the purport that how the conditioned living entity is into the bodily conception of life. He doesn't know who he is, how the body transmigrates, how we are changing body. But he thinks that, let me enjoy this lifetime. Who has seen the next life? There is no next life. They don't have faith that there is next life. But it is nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita that just like we change the clothes next day, similarly after death also we get a fresh body. But the I or the soul, we are not this body, but we are the spirit soul, are the same, and we get a fresh body. So we saw this wonderful drama few days back, wherein this drama was performed by our devotees from the temple, and the drama was entitled, "If I Go, I May Go." If you want to go to the spiritual world, if you want entrance into the spiritual world, we have to forget this. We have to understand that we are the spirit souls. We have to, because we are seeing everything in relation to I, me and mine. This belongs to me. This is mine. So unless and until this I, this false ego, I goes away, till that time we will not get entrance into the spiritual world. So herein also it is said that how our body and the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is different. Here it is said that the Supreme's body, Supreme Personality of Godhead's body is said as Kaivalyaha, that is, his body is non-different from himself. Our body is different from us. The soul is different and the body is different. But there is no such difference in the body of Supreme Personality of Godhead. The body and soul is one. It's one. Satchidananda Vigraha. Lord's Supreme Personality of Godhead's body is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. But our body is not eternal. Our body has to be burnt. It is buried. But the soul is eternal, which is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here it is said that since Lord's body is non-different, He and His body is non-different, so also He is free from all defects. A living entity, when he is born with defects. It is said that he is born with four defects. What are these four defects? He has cheating propensity. Then he is illusioned. Then he makes mistakes. And he is full of faults. We have all committed so many mistakes in our life. And still we are going to commit more mistakes. So human being has this tendency to make mistakes. We see the example of Mahatma Gandhi. He was told, Prabhupada gives this example, that he was advised or he was told by his well-wishers that you are going to this public meeting and there is a threat that you will be assassinated there. But still he went ahead and the result was he was assassinated. So we commit mistakes. And then there is cheating propensity. We go to for marketing and the shopkeeper, he says that, sir, I am not going to make any profit from you. You are coming for so many years to my shop. So I will not take, I will give you at the same cost, at whatever I bought it, at what cost I purchased. But everybody knows that he is making at least 100% of profit. So nobody will give you at the same cost. He is taking so much pains. He has to, expenses are there for the petrol, for the vehicle. So nobody gives you at the same cost. So everybody has this cheating tendency. Even we have small, we speak a lie sometimes, we cheat. Even sometimes devotee for small things, for Mahaprasad sometimes we tell lie. So we have this cheating tendencies there in this human being. Then we are illusioned. Just like it is said that in the desert, if you are traveling in the desert and you see at a distance that there is water, but as soon as you go close, you just see that it is a mirage. It is just the hot sand which is shining. Even when you are on the highways in the summer, you see that there is water on the tar road. But as you go closer, you understand, oh, this is not water, but this is hot tar, which is burning or shining. So we are illusioned. We cannot even see what is behind this wall. So we are illusioned. And we are full of faults. We have many faults. We have so much defects. Faults and our imperfect senses. We have imperfect senses. We cannot see behind this wall. This is one of the faults or imperfect senses. We have imperfect senses. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead doesn't have these four defects. He's free from all defects. That's why the message which he has given in the Bhagavad Gita is completely perfect. He is known as Apurushaya. He is completely perfect. He is complete. He is free from any defects. That's why we don't find that the Bhagavad Gita is amended. This Bhagavad Gita is new edition. This is amended one. No, we never find that the Bhagavad Gita is amended. But the law books or the state laws have to be amended. Because there are so many loopholes that the government is trying to see how that the people don't violate the laws, state laws. And so they have to amend again and again and again. But the laws which are given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this Bhagavad Gita is the law book. So these laws will never be amended or will never change. Just like we see the simple example, we will never find coconut on mango trees. This is the law of nature. The law, God has made some laws. I will never find that in summer vacation there are heavy rainfalls. You'll never see this. So the laws of God are perfect. But the human being is so much under illusion or into the bodily conception of life. He's covered with the curtain of Maya that he doesn't understand that why he's suffering, why he has come to this material world. So it's very difficult to convince them. We have to put so much effort to convince one person, to make one person devotee. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would say that we have to spend gallons and gallons of blood to make one person devotee. So much. We go for book distribution and we try to convince one person to buy one book. But he simply says, no, I don't want this. There are so many other books and magazines. They are interested into those magazines. But we try to convince them, no, this book is very special. Please buy this book. Please take this book. But they simply say no. They refuse us. So it's very difficult to convince a person. So herein we see that it is mentioned in the purport that Krishna, how kind Krishna is. That although a living entity might blaspheme him, just like we saw the example, we see the example of Shishupal. He blasphemed the Supreme Personality of Godhead so many times, but Lord just forgived him. And at the end, Lord punished him and gave him liberation. So herein it is mentioned that how the Lord is so merciful, so kind, that even a conditioned soul blasphemes him, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives him some punishment and then brings him back home, back to Godhead. So one time, one article was shown to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It was blasphemy against the matha of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And they blasphemed the philosophy, and they said that they are saying this thing and that thing about the Gaudiya Math. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he saw that in this article, so many times the names of Krishna were mentioned. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that this is better, that at least they remember Krishna so many times. They have written the names of Krishna so many times. People will read this, they will chant Krishna, 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 Krishna. So many times they will chant the names of Lord Krishna. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead sees that even the conditioned soul might say that, oh, this Hare Krishna people are so bad. They are making so much of noise. They are disturbing people in the first class compartment. Sometimes we enter into Rajdhani and August Kranti trains, and the staff there or the police people, they say, why you are disturbing people? Let them be peaceful. But the Supreme Lord is so merciful. Even we try to blaspheme him, he sees that, oh, so many times he is chanting my name. Krishna is doing like this, Krishna is doing that thing, and Krishna is dancing with so many. So people in this way try to blaspheme, but Krishna sees the good thing that they are taking the name of Krishna. So we see that one nice story comes in this connection in the Krishna book. The story about Nal Kuvera and Manigriv. this Nal, Kuver and Manigri were the sons of demigods. They were demigods of Kuverji. And Kuvera, he had performed so much tapasya and pleased Lord Shiva, that Lord Shiva had benedicted him with so much of material opulence. He had so much material opulence that he was enjoying that. And Prabhupada says that the rich father's son, always they misuse this opulence. They become addicted to woman and wine. And we see in this story that how Nal, Kuvera and Manigriv, they were addicted to woman and wine. They tried to enjoy. They went to the garden near the province of Kailash. And in the garden, there was nice lake. And they entered this lake after being intoxicated. And they were naked, fully naked. And they were enjoying with the woman there. Rupa says they were enjoying just like the elephant, the male elephant and the female elephant, how they enjoy in the water. In a similar way, they were enjoying there. And they were so much intoxicated that Narad Muni was passing by. And such a respected sage, even though these two demigods, they saw this sage, Narad Muni. But since they were so much intoxicated that they didn't offer their proper respects to Narad Muni. They didn't cover their body. They're fully naked. But some women who were there along with these demigods, they immediately covered their bodies, knowing that this great sage Narad Muni is passing by. And the result was, this great sage cursed these two sons of Kuver, Nal, Kuvera and Manigriv. They were cursed. Narad Muni saw that in human civilization, a person is supposed to cover his body. But even after such a great sage passing by, they have forgotten. They are so much intoxicated. They are so much into sense gratification that I should remind them that how they are falsely proud and they are enjoying. So he cursed them. He cursed them to become two trees, two Arjuna trees. And we see that even this sage is so merciful that he made them stand in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And this punishment was given for 100 years of the demigods. Not 100 years of human being, but 100 years of demigods. This punishment was given for 100 years of demigods. So, we see that for such a mistake, the punishment was given. Similarly, even the Supreme Personality of Godhead has sent us here as a punishment so that we reform and then come back home, back to Godhead. After we become good, better, we are given entrance. So even the sages are so merciful, the sadhu is so merciful that he gave them punishment in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, knowing that in the future the Supreme Personality of Godhead is going to perform his wonderful pastimes here as Bal Krishna, Lord Krishna will be playing in this courtyard and he will be tied to the mortar. And then Lord Krishna would pass through this between the trees and the grinding mortar will get stuck up there. And that will be the cause of the liberation. They will get the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they will go back to the spiritual world. So we see that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is merciful in this way. So herein it is mentioned that sometimes it's difficult to understand that how your Prabhupada explains that in the purport. He sometimes punishes such demons for one life by putting them in a lower species. But then, when they have stopped accusing him, they are liberated in the next life because of chanting Krishna's name constantly. So just for one life, so we don't know one life mean what exactly. Just like here in the pastime of Nalkuviran Manigaru, it is said that 100 years of demigods. So it's very difficult to understand. Similarly, one time, one person asked Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, that, oh my Lord, what is eternity according to you? What is eternity to you? So Lord Krishna said, it is just few minutes. Eternity is just few minutes. Oh, that person was surprised. Just few minutes. Then he said, my Lord, what is billions of dollars for you? So Lord said, billions of dollars, just few rupees, you know, just few rupees. So this person was very clever. He said, my Lord, can you give me few rupees? So Lord said, just after few minutes. So eternity for Lord is just few minutes. So this person tried to be clever, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead is more clever than us. So he can trick us. So we cannot trick the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here we have a wonderful opportunity in this Hare Krishna movement. We see that we have come to this movement by the causeless mercy of some devotee. So we also have this, we are indebted to Srila Prabhupada, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to the Vaishnavas, that we got this opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead. By perfecting our lives in this very life, we can perfect and go back home, back to Godhead. So we also have this opportunity to make other people fortunate by giving books to, by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. So Prabhupada would say that we can change this world by distributing books. Just by giving books, we can change these books. We should have a strong desire to give this book to a person than that person's desire to say no. Our desire should be so strong, so dominating, than that person's desire to say no. If we have that desire or that conviction, I am going to give, going to go to this person, going to give this book to that person. Although he might be thinking, no, I don't want to buy this book. But the desire should be so strong to give that book to this person that his hands goes to his pocket and takes out the money. So strong should be our desire. So Prabhupada said that Krishna can give you this whole country in just 18 days, but we are not qualified. Till the time we distribute so much books, so many books, and we do so much of preaching, and we are able to manage everything properly, then Krishna will easily send so many of people here to chant and dance, take shelter of the holy name. So we should have strong desire. And Prabhupada said that these books are not ordinary books. These books are very special. When we go out to distribute books, we should understand that we are not distributing any ordinary book. This book is very special. This book is going to transform somebody's life. If we have that conviction, yes, this book is very special. If this person buys this book, it's going to transform. He's going to become a devotee. with that conviction we should go and we should know that this book is very special and distribute the book. Similarly, we should understand that the activity which we are doing, this book distribution, this activity of book distribution is a devotional activity. It is not a material activity like going and selling some ordinary magazine. It is a devotional activity. Although a person might buy or not buy, but Krishna is seeing that we are endeavoring. We are doing devotional activity. Whatever efforts we are putting, whatever number of hours we are going outside to distribute books, whether we get good results or not, we are doing purely devotional activity. And a ecstasy or a bliss one gets by distributing this Srila Prabhupada's books, you cannot compare this bliss to any material happiness. It is at many places in Lilamrita also it is explained that how Prabhupada would say that this bliss is, you cannot compare this bliss to the material happiness. So this is a wonderful opportunity that we see that how Lord is kind to all of us. Similarly, we all also become kind to all other living entities, all other conditioned soul like us. We give them the opportunity to become God conscious by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. So we have this wonderful opportunity next month, that is the month of December, wherein we have a marathon from 1st of December to 31st of December. So we all request that kindly participate and make all fallen conditioned souls like us fortunate by becoming Krishna conscious. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.